814 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gomnick is your thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, this Saturday, big event. Coney Island celebrating their 100th anniversary. My goodness, it is it's amazing for any business to be around for, I'm guessing the average is probably like 5 years. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you. But any business, but a restaurant that
persevered. Well, and staying true to its roots as well.
Well, absolutely. That's the thing. Yeah, staying just doing what they do and doing it in an outstanding way. Coney Island and the current owners of Coney Island, Jesus Valdez and Maria Valdez, joining us here this morning. Jesus, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Maria, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good.
Well, good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So
thank you for having me.
100 years. So you guys took over. It's been a while now, back in 04. And I'll start with you, Maria. You guys, apparently you already owned the building. And you decided,
yes,
like, hey, you know what? We can do this thing. What was kind of the thought process behind taking over Coney Island?
It was more for my son.
Mm-hmm.
My son has always been wanting to have his own business. So
yeah,
it was for my son.
So Jesus, growing up, was that, I mean, wanting to have your own business, had you ever given any thought to what type of business you wanted to own? And would you have ever thought, as when you were younger, that Coney Island would be the place?
I never thought Coney Island would be a place, but I'm happy that it is a place. No, just growing up, always was like a little bit into self-employed type of guy. I loved to mow when I was younger and had my own little mowing gig going. But I did own another business before Coney Island that I had for a couple of years. But then I sold that, and then this opportunity came up, and I took this place, and I'm glad I did, and I'm glad I'm there.
So you're always better to work for yourself rather than someone else, right?
I don't know if it is better to work for yourself.
So what's more work.
Yeah, well, there's that. So what's it like having to work alongside mom?
It's nice. I mean, we have
Be careful with how you
days,
say this, right?
But with anybody,
yeah.
It's nice to be around family. You know, that's the most important thing, being around family.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
How about you, Maria? Having your son there with you and your grandkids there as well sometimes.
Yeah, it's fun. It's all right. You know, it's like anything else. Sometimes you have to agree. Sometimes you have to disagree. But it's good. That way we know what to do.
You've been able to stay together in it since 04, so you're doing pretty well so far, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's the other thing. Okay, of course, you got another generation. I know your son's in there a lot, and your daughter, when she's not at school, helps out sometimes too, Jesus. So that's kind of nice to have them being involved in it as well.
Yeah, they've been involved in it since the beginning. I mean, when they were little, they would go in there, help clean tables or take trash out or something, and they've always been a part of it too.
Well, I think probably the biggest thing when you took over, I guess you knew you had to stay true, especially with the Coney Dogs themselves, to keep that recipe. Was that kind of the number one thing, was keeping that recipe, and then we'll do what else we're going to do? Is that kind of it, Maria?
That's very important, that recipe. So, yeah.
What about, Jesus, adding, I know you've added a few things to the menu of Veggie Dog and some other things, kind of the thought process behind what it is you wanted to add, and even the different, you know, the Chicago Dogs and other different types of things you've added?
Like the hot dogs are that we've added on, and it's the customers that come in and create different hot dogs, and they're like, yeah, we'll put that on the menu. And, you know, I like doing, like, also the glass sodas. It's something I really like to do, and I'm always looking for new product to put it out there. I like to specialize in that. And then we add dessert, and we also do tamales. My mom makes tamales, and we sell those out there, too.
We have them until they run out, and then I have to make some more.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
Yes,
Jesus Valdez and Maria Valdez joining us here, the owners of Coney Island. Big celebration coming up on Saturday, celebrating their 100th anniversary. All started in 1921. Brothers Paul and George Nicopoulos started the whole thing, and now since 04, Jesus and Maria have been the owners. You mentioned, Jesus, the soda. The variety of soda in the glass bottles. One, it tastes way better out of glass, number one. Number two, the variety you have is, I love the variety you've got, and you keep bringing in new and different things. I mean, sodas that weren't around when we were young, like the one you got, I think, a couple different brands. The one I love is the orange cream soda, but just such a great variety. Kind of what was your thought behind that? How did you kind of start doing that?
I've always liked the soda in the glass bottle. I mean, when I was a kid, there was still glass bottle sodas. We used to get it, and I used to drink it like that. So when we had an opportunity to get this place, I just fell right into that too, you know, finding all the sodas I could find.
Yeah, and there's some really, I mean, I highly recommend that. There's different, just every now and then it's like, oh gosh, I have even a regular cream soda or a red cream soda. There are just so many different varieties. But then even having like, you know, whatever, if it's a Dr. Pepper or a Coke and just in the glass bottle, it's so much better that way. You know, one of the other things that people talk about, what they love is the decor. And I guess coming in, Maria, you guys thought, you know, we kind of have to keep the decor the same way it was. Uh-huh. Got to keep the history. Is that kind of thought?
It was. Really, the people that said don't change anything in our Coney Island. I said no, your Coney Island will stay the same. So
yeah, yes. Well, that includes the I guess is it the grill, the flat top that you cook hot dogs on. That's how old is that thing?
100 years.
Oh, so that's the same one that's been there. That's original.
That's 100 original.
Wow. So yes. That's actually part of the flavor then, the seasoning of that thing. Yes. That 100 years worth of flavor. That's really amazing. That's a cool thing. So Coney Island, what are your normal hours, Jesus?
Monday through Friday, we're open from 11 to 7. Saturdays 11 to 5, and then Sundays 11 to 3.
So do you ever get a break, a vacation at all, either one of you?
Well, we're open 7 days a week. We try to take little mini breaks, little mini vacations.
A little here and a little there,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Weekend off.
So then one or the other is left in charge when one goes,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So pretty much, yes.
Not too many of them, though. Well, we're happy for that. We're glad you're always open. Coney Island, again, so the 100th anniversary celebration. Talk a little bit about, with you, Jesus, the history. I know you probably went there growing up as well. Kind of think about the history, what you know about Coney Island before you guys owned it.
The history of Coney Island is... Yeah. It's the two Greek brothers that started it in 1921, and they had it for the longest time. And then
Ken,
he was the second owner. And I believe he used to work here at the radio station. He was a radio announcer or something.
Yeah, yep.
And then he was the second owner. And those two are the ones that most people remember. And then after that, it was Dixon's Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there for a long time. And then we had the opportunity to have it, and now it's us that's been there, I think, for a long time, too, now.
Yeah, so since 04, so you've been a while. And any thoughts? I mean, is it going to be something, Maria, are you going to retire from there someday?
I am going to retire from there someday. Yes, I will. Yes, he'll be on his own with probably, I don't know, he can hire or maybe Manny.
Yeah.
Manny can help.
Yeah, because he's a man. Like I said, your son Manny's there helping you a lot. So is that the goal also for you, Jesus? Someday this is going to be the job and the ownership, the business that you retire from.
For me, yes. This is all I've been doing it for since 2004. I mean, yeah, I'm there until I retire.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful. We love the variety of whether it's the sodas or the variety of hot dogs, and I mean you can't. I'm sorry, it's just the regular Coney dog. You can't go wrong with that. I don't know how people can. Say, well, I don't want this or that on. Ah, my gosh. Just get it as it is. It's so good. I know. But any weird request you ever get? What's the strangest request maybe you've ever got for something on a hot dog? Is there anything strange anybody's ever come in and ordered?
I don't think anything is strange at all. If we have the ingredients, we put it on there for mm-hmm. them. I mean, I've made hot dogs every way you ever imagine. Some people want just baked beans on it. Some people want macaroni and cheese on it. I mean, I've
and some of them just cheese, and some of them no bun, just a hot dog. Some of them the bun, but no. I mean, it's just they just make their own hot dog.
Huh? Interesting. So what if Tyler comes in and says he wants a peanut butter hot dog? You can put peanut butter on it for him.
You know what? We do have peanut butter.
Yes,
I do like my peanut butter sandwiches. So.
Yeah. Well, I don't know peanut if it butter and the jelly, hot dog, but yeah. No, I guess you know. I guess you can. It just kind of proves you the hot dogs are that good. You can put anything with them and it makes it good. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So the recipe itself for the Coney dog, that's 100 years old as well. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Yes. All right. Well, we're hoping for 100 more. So this Saturday, I know it was a special day. Galesburg Historical Society is going to be honoring you for 100 years. I know the mayor is going to be presenting you a plaque. So what, anything else special going to be going on during the day Saturday? I know you're going to be busy. You're always busy, but especially on Saturdays. Anything else in particular going on this Saturday?
No, we're just honored that the Historical Society is coming in and bring us a plaque and that the mayors will stop in. And we hope we see just, you know, the community come out and support us that day.
Absolutely.
And we're honored that you have us here on today.
Oh, absolutely.
Also. One of my favorites. And thank you to everybody that supports Coney Island.
Yeah,
through everything.
Yeah, I know. Well, that was obviously the last year was really a tough year for everybody. And that one, I mean, that's that had to be hard to get through that. I mean, you know, for a while you had to close down. And, yeah, that's good. Yeah. That is good. Well, as I was telling you guys off the air, it's usually once a month. I work one Saturday a month and always right 11 o'clock. Right when you guys are getting open, I come over, and I lucked out this month. I worked two Saturdays, as it worked out, because there's five Saturdays in October. So I had the first weekend, and then next weekend, so I'll be back. You know what? You got a celebration going on. I might have to get there this Saturday, too. It might have to be three Saturdays in October, though. Now, absolutely delicious. You guys are doing a great job, and congratulations on how it's going for you guys. And we really appreciate you guys supporting the community with your business and keeping it going for so long.
And thank you for everybody. We thank everybody that has been there. And the whole thing went great last year with the shutdown. And we did have a lot of customers. Yeah. So we did pretty good.
We just hope to not have to go through that again.
I thank everybody.
Absolutely. Maria Valdez, Jesus Valdez, the owners of Coney Island since 2004 and celebrating 100 years in business. That is pretty darn amazing. I guarantee there's not a whole lot of businesses of any type throughout the country that have been open that long, and this is one of them. We're proud to have them here in Galesburg. Maria, thank you so much for coming in with us.
Thank you for having us.
Jesus, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.